This is KCUR 89.3. The Kansas City Chiefs will host the Pittsburgh Steelers this Sunday in an AFC divisional playoff game. Some experts feel this year's Chiefs team has the best shot at reaching the Super Bowl since they won it in 1970. The other side of it is the heartbreak Chiefs fans have become accustomed to in the postseason. KCUR's Greg Eklund sizes up whether this year will hold some glorious moments or be a repeat of past disappointments.
This is perhaps the Chiefs' best season since 1997, when that year they signed what was thought to be the final piece, quarterback Elvis Gerbach.
I understand what I'm getting involved in. And the number one goal for this team and this organization, and especially the community, I think, is to win the Super Bowl.
Like this season, there was a lot of discussion about the quarterback precipitated by an injury. When Gerbach sat out 6 games with a fractured clavicle, Rich Gannon came to the rescue as a backup, winning 5 of 6 games. Coach Marty Schottenheimer had a choice: go with Gannon as the hot hand or give the starting job back to Gerbach. Schottenheimer was steadfast with Gerbach as his pick.
If you say he's 100%, if medically, if he is 100% and the risk of re-injury is less than 10 or 5%, that's where we go.
With the home field advantage for the AFC playoffs, it didn't work out well for the Chiefs.
Gerbach to pass. Throws toward the end zone, and it's broken up, incomplete, stopping the clock with 12 seconds to go. The Denver sideline across the way is celebrating.
And the Denver Broncos went on to win the Super Bowl. This season, despite some questions, the role of the quarterback has been more stable. Alex Smith sat out a home game against Jacksonville for precautionary reasons because of a head injury suffered the week before at Indianapolis. Nick Foles started, picked up the win, but Coach Andy Reid is one of Smith's biggest fans. Like Schottenheimer in 97, Reid stands firmly behind his starter. In fact, Reid says he goes deep into the playbook with Smith.
We've opened this thing up for them. We maybe ever open it up. He does a tremendous job.
But even Smith admitted last week that this season, with a 12-4 record, has had its share of ups and downs.
There's weeks that I'm extremely happy, and there's weeks I'm pretty disgusted.
So it brings up a question. Is Smith not only playing for what could happen this season, but for his long-term future as the Chiefs quarterback? Adam Teicher, who writes for ESPN.com, doesn't see it that way.
Certainly they could turn to Nick Foles. I think if they plan to go in that direction, they probably already would have done that. So what's your alternative? You know, who are you going to go to? I mean, I don't see the Chiefs just saying, well, we're going to get rid of Alex Smith and then we'll worry about the replacement later. That's not how the Chiefs are going to operate.
So if we examine how far Smith could take the Chiefs this season, he'll need help from his offensive playmakers like tight end Travis Kelce or wide receiver Jeremy Maclin. They're veterans who were around last year when the Chiefs came up short in the playoffs. Smith says the veterans have learned from that experience.
You know, obviously carrying all that stuff with us, playing in those stages, playing in playoff games, and having been in that environment, I think all that is only beneficial to have that with you.
It may also come down to how well the Chiefs' defense plays. Guys like Eric Berry, who will be a free agent in the offseason if the Chiefs don't re-sign him, could make a difference like he did in the Chiefs' road game at Atlanta.
Ryan throwing, intercepted, picked off. This is Berry, and Eric Berry going the other way, and nobody's going to catch him.
That interception was the game winner, only 1 week after a dramatic overtime win at Denver on the Sunday night of Thanksgiving weekend. Teicher says that was an important litmus test from the regular season.
The one thing I keep coming back to is the Chiefs had that 1-3-game playoff-like string where they beat the Broncos, who were playing well at the time, beat the Falcons, and then beat the Raiders in consecutive weeks, 2 on the road. That's a playoff-like run.
It gives Chiefs fans like Dave Farr of Osawatomie some hope.
We're going along with you. I'm real excited.
What does Adam Teicher, the expert, think?
Well, my years with the Chiefs hardens me and leads me to say we're in for some disappointment.
You will be in for the same disappointment felt after the 97 season if the result against the Chiefs' next opponent repeats itself. The Chiefs will play the Pittsburgh Steelers, who crushed the Chiefs 43-14 in early October on national TV. But that game was in Pittsburgh, and it switches to Arrowhead this time around. Plus, the Chiefs are coming off a bye. In Andy Reid's coaching career, his teams have lost only twice in 21 games coming off a bye week. For KCUR 89.3, I'm Greg Eklund.